Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the UK-US Psychic Tag Team Connect Across the Pond. I'm Caroline Dixon, founder of Crystal Heart Psychics, and I'm with my wonderful co-host, Joni Eisinger of Joni's White Light Healing. Hi, Joni. How are you today?
I am fine. How are you, Caroline?
I'm fine. Thank you very much. Right. Well, all I can say is welcome to our show for the first time that those who are listening in. For those who are not aware of us, we'll just explain a little bit. Myself and Joni have been co-hosts now for about 5 years for the UK-US Psychic Tag Team. I'm a psychic medium and healer, and Joni is also a psychic medium and healer. We both have similar beliefs, we both have similar abilities, and we work in quite a similar way. So the reason why we actually set up the show was we believe we actually did a show somewhere else, realized we had a connection, that our guides work with us really well, and therefore the UK-US psychic tag team connector across the pond was born. So on that note, Joni, would you like to tell everyone who you are and tell us a little bit about yourself so everyone knows who they're talking to today?
Sure. Well, it's such a pleasure to be doing this with you again. I cannot believe 5 years have gone by. So it's just astounding. So with that, I am Joni Isinger. I'm from Long Island, New York. Now I'm in New Jersey. I used to be a therapist who didn't believe in any of this until I became hit with abilities around 2003, 2004, 2005. I started channeling departed ones and pets, jumping into other lifetimes in a single bound, doing exorcisms, doing in-person and remote healing, etc., etc. You could say I was fast-tracked. The gifts came in quite rapidly, and I was not afraid. Many people ask me whether it was scary, and no, it was time. So my life took a 180-degree turn, and I do this now professionally. You could find me at my website, joniswhitelighthealing.com. And I found Caroline on LinkedIn, and I was guided to reach out to her and do a Skype with her. And that's the way our friendship began. And we are close friends. We've never met yet.
No, but we will.
Yes. Not yet. We will.
Not yet. We won't be allowed
on the docket. Not yet. And it's going to be under these darn circumstances. Exactly. It's going to be when things turn around.
However, we're not new to the lockdown relationship, are we really, Joni? Because we've been
exactly in that way. You've been on your side of the pond. I've been on my side, and we have created a fabulous, fabulous story. So with that being said, please introduce yourself and tell everyone who you are and how you came to be who you are.
Well, I'm Caroline Dixon, or Caroline Crystal Heart, as you can find me on Facebook. I also had a very similar story with myself. There was two things that happened. In 2000, my horse got really poorly, and I would go into his stable when he was ill and my hands would get hot. At the time, I really didn't know what it was. However, intuitively, I knew that if I put my hands on him, then it would make him feel better. What it did do was make him go to sleep. So later on, I actually went through some personal life circumstances. Intuitively, again, I knew this situation was occurring, but my brain and my logical side, because I am a qualified accountant, said, no, that can't be happening. It was true. And at that time in my life, I learned that lesson to listen to your instinct and your gut and your intuition. What I didn't know is I was psychic, and I was also a natural born healer, born with my gifts, but my gifts were not switched on. Or as a child, I was brought up in a family that didn't believe, in the sense of, yes, it was a regular family in the sense that my parents went to church, but as far as spiritualism, no way. So it was always discouraged. However, when I turned to the age of 35, I discovered that it was in my family four generations deep, and I was actually born with this gift. So I went on lots of courses. I did my Reiki healing, my Sekhem healing, my hypnotherapy, my life coaching. I did a spiritual practitioner's course, timeline therapy, and it was a path of discovery. But a little bit like Joni, I was Now, you said, Joni, that people said, oh, were you scared? I was a little bit wary, I will say. However, you just know it's right. So, and it is a bit like an epiphany and a waking up. I was fast-tracked. I was in courses with people that have been doing this for 20 years. And I couldn't, it was, it's called the dark night of the soul, but it's quite, it takes your breath away, doesn't it, Joni? Sort of,
yes.
Your life, it, your life, your whole belief set changes.
Yes.
You learn to think so differently. Your attitude becomes totally different. You see things more clearly. And you also start to, and for me, I kind of understand. So my speciality really is I love doing psychic readings, but with my life coaching and my healing, I also am quite good at spotting negative life cycles. And what I like to do is break down the subconscious mind to understand what's going on and see if we can help change that person's behavior with the energy as well, though, because it does take the two. And obviously it takes a little bit of buy-in from you guys as well out there. So that's me. However, after my courses, I at this point I was divorced. I needed to earn some extra income, should I say. So I phoned up a psychic line and they gave me an interview, which was a reading. And I've been doing readings professionally over the telephone now for 14 years. I since, with that, set up Crystal Heart Psychics 6 years ago, which is how myself and Joni met, because I connected with Joni on LinkedIn. We had a Skype call and it was absolutely amazing. And we've been firm friends ever since. So that is me. So I think we've covered ourselves, haven't we, there really, Joni?
So I think people have a pretty good idea.
Yeah.
How we of who we are, not necessarily yeah. how we operate. They'll find that out soon if they don't know. They'll find that out.
Absolutely, but not only that. And I will say this to you guys who are listening: if you've listened to our show before, myself and Joni like to keep it very natural. We are our true selves. We like to have fun in the process, and we both absolutely love what we do. I think I can safely say that to you, can't I, Joni? So, yes. So what I'm going to do to start is what we will do is I will read your last three digits of your phone line, ask who you are and where you are from. We do try and limit it to one question. It depends. If we're quiet, then we can have more questions, but a lot of the time we like to get through everybody, okay? And then obviously what we will do is we will assist you with healing if necessary, but also we will then give, you know, we will then be able to help you forward. Okay. So I think it's time for the first caller, don't you, Joni?
Let's do this. Yes.
Let's do this. Okay. Right. So 8436 coming to you now. Hi,
lady.
Talking to Caroline and Joni. Who are we speaking to?
Patricia, how are you doing?
Who is that? Sorry, what was your name again? I didn't quite hear that.
Patricia.
Right. And where are you from?
I'm calling from Alabama. Mm-hmm.
And how can we help?
Yes. I am calling about an ex-partner who I ended a relationship with 2.5 years ago, almost 3 years ago. And he has reached out to me a number of times in the last couple of weeks, which is not really out of the norm. He has continued to reach out over the time that we have not been together. And I don't really respond. But this particular time he reached out, he said that he was very sorry. I just want to know if he is genuine this time, and why? What is it that he wants from me?
Do you want to go, Caroline?
I was going to say, do you want me to start, Joni?
Yeah, you go.
For some reason, it was like,
His name is Reginald. His name is Reginald. I just I don't know if you need to know his name, but it's great.
I don't need names because you
don't need the name either.
Sure, no, it's just and to be honest, and I will say this. What I will do is I will get a first impression, then I will ask for confirmation. So just so you're aware. But the first thing, and I am going to say this, and now remember, I see things in my mind's eye, and they are, shall we say, in symbolization form. So, and my guides do have a sense of humor. So I'm just warning you because something's coming, Patricia. When you were talking about this guy, I just saw a picture of a washing machine. Does that make sense?
Wishy-washy sometimes, yes.
But the comment that came into my head was, God, this guy's put you through the ringer and back. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense to you? And you did not end it without trying. I kind of felt you gave him lots and lots and lots of chances over a 2 or 3 year time period.
Yes, definitely.
But he never, for want of a better word, came to the party. So,
mm-hmm.
when you said, is he genuinely sorry? You see, this is the problem that I've got. I don't necessarily feel his intentions are pure. Does that make sense to you? And I think this is why you're questioning him.
Yes.
I did get, as you were talking, he still loves you. I got that. I will say that to you. However, I'm going to ask you this quite straight. Is he quite needy in the sense that can he not be on his own?
Yes, he is. He was very needy at the time. He lives on his own. The 5 years that we were together, he lived on his own, but he was a very needy man.
Mm. And it was very one-sided, the relationship. I felt that you were the one making the effort. And he didn't put much work in, did he? It wasn't a two-way street, is what I guess. So, I think the reason why you're cautious is because you're thinking, well, what does he want? Now, I'm not sitting here saying, don't go back to him and saying, how are you? How's things? There's no harm in talking to him because forgiveness is good. Because if we carry bitterness in our hearts, then we only take that forward and damage ourselves. Okay, but I kind of feel you let a lot of that go. However, I do think he wants to know how you are. And there is no harm in striking up a conversation. If it was to he coming and saying, oh, yes, I really miss you and I'm so sorry and can we get back together? I'm going to sort of say I wouldn't really recommend that. Because mm-hmm. they're an extra reason. So it would take, he might change his behavior for a period of time. It'll be absolutely amazing and wonderful. And you'll be in a lovely honeymoon period saying, oh, isn't this amazing? I didn't, you know, I wish I'd gone back years ago. But it would take long before he turned back into his old self. And I think you would always be wary of that, wouldn't you?
Right, yes.
But there's no harm in seeing how he is. Have you missed him, or are you like, I just want to know what he's doing?
I have missed him during the course of the 3 years, almost 3 years that we've not been together, because we did have some really, really good times together. But when it was bad, it was really bad, too. So.
Yeah, that's what I mean. And I did he have a temper?
He did, when he couldn't get his way. He was a little controlling.
Yeah, I just had, as I was talking to you, he couldn't control his temper.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he was very mild in a lot of ways, but when he did go, he went. And it caused you a lot of heartache and pain. And I think that was when you were like, hang on, I'm quite stable, thanks. I really don't need this in my life. So they're saying he still has the temper. Yeah. Sorry, you carry on.
The part that I walked out on was 6 months before we were set to get married.
Mm-hmm.
I went over to his home after a night class, and he had a woman there.
Well, you
and
don't.
I walked out. Yes, I left them that night, and I never did go back. I called the wedding off, and I never went back to them.
Well, as much as it, and that hurt you a lot, and I'm sure you spent a good while grieving on that one. It's very difficult to go back again when trust has been broken. Will he change? He could. But I think you'd have to do quite a lot of work on you if you ever wanted to build those bridges back. Because I'm a firm believer in trust is a big thing, and it's the key thing in most relationships. And if it's been broken, it's really hard to get back.
Mm-hmm.
So, like I said, in the beginning, you'd go through the initial sort of, isn't this wonderful, fantastic and amazing? But I also get the feeling that even if you met up with him, you probably wouldn't feel the same.
Mm-hmm.
So this is why I said there's no harm in you saying, hey, yeah, I'm fine. And just sort of, how are things with you? But my whole being is rejecting thinking about ever going back. That might be me picking that up on you as well, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
But from his point of view, I think there's a couple of things. He has wondered how you are, but the other thing that my guides have just said to me, it was almost like, did he not know where you are? Because they're saying, well, when you left, at the time, there was part of you that thought, well, if you put the work in, I could see what I could do. But he never quite made it. Does that make sense to you?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that? I'm sorry.
When you left, was part of you thinking,
mm-hmm.
well, if he could prove to me that he'd behave, that kind of thing, you probably would have tried again.
Right, yeah, it was so hard. It was so hard, and I really wanted to believe that. I wanted to believe if he proved that he made a mistake, and I guess it's because I was just in love with him at the time that I wanted to go back, but he never.
That's what I mean. I don't feel he made the effort that he should have done back then.
Right.
I think if he'd have come running after you with open arms and really, really worked at it and said, look, I'm going to go to counselling, I'll do this. And I think you could have possibly made it back again. But I just feel at the time he didn't really make the effort he should have done.
Right. I think he was more so, because he was so arrogant and at that time, thinking, well, you were looking for something, so now you have found it. Or I don't know, he just had this ego, big ego.
Yeah.
At the time, too. So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, curiosity is curiosity. And I said, it's a while ago, there's nothing to stop you from talking to him. But I think you would be very cautious to go back again. Why he's contacting you, he has because of the times that we're in. I think it is making people think, what did I do that for? Why did I do that? And there is regret surrounding him. But it's almost like, I get this feeling that if he could worm his way back in, he would. But I'm just not sure whether that's what you want. In fact, I kind of feel that's something you would really be like, no, it's fine.
What? Yeah, right, no.
Yeah. But in some respects, I think, how do I put it? And I've had this happen to me, and it did happen 3 years after my divorce, is there was some communication with myself and my ex-husband. And in all fairness, it actually helped me move on. So sometimes you kind of come back together to meet up to kind of cut the ties with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this might be what it is. So I don't feel it's any harm if you were to talk to him again. Yeah, I don't think you would want him back. So I don't think you'd be going back there. And that's kind of how I feel. So you could be friends, sort of, from this. I think you would be very guarded. You wouldn't be like the best friend. But sometimes you have wondered how he is.
Mm-hmm. I tried a friendship. I tried that about a year and a half ago. I tried to be his friend, maybe a year ago. And
yeah.
He sort of tried to control that because he, like you said, initially in the beginning, he would behave, you know, with what is going on. He would say he was okay with it, but he started trying to push for a relationship or intimacy, and I told him no. And he didn't take that very well. He would get upset because he was used to sort of me giving in, you know, him having his way when we were together. I would go ahead and give in so it wouldn't, so we wouldn't have to be at a disagreement. So I kind of created that monster too, within him. I just had to cut that off too. I had to cut the friendship off.
I think that's the best thing to do is leave it where it is then. If you've tried that and he still tries to control it, then he's not a reasonable man for you to go down that path again. Does that? I think it's the right thing to do. And that's why I said to everybody, my body was like, no, don't do that. So on that note, I'm actually going to pass you to Joni and see what her take on this is.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
No
problem.
Well,
I support what Caroline says. And as you were chatting at the beginning, I also felt that this man is not to be considered again. It feels that he's curious. He wants to know how you feel, but I feel that he is looking for fun, intimacy, not necessarily depth, and I don't feel that you will be happy. I feel that with Caroline's question, were you missing him? I feel that both of you energetically drew each other, that he was curious, missing, you were curious, missing, and he reached out to your little beacon call in the ethers. And that's very normal. That happens all the time. I don't feel comfortable with him. And you are, I feel that you're reminiscing somewhere in the heart and looking for love. Yet he, I believe, cannot offer you what you need. Now, would you like me to go in regarding other prospects?
Yes, please.
Okay, I'm going in. I feel like within a year, maybe around July, I see warmer weather. I see you're out on the street and you stop by a shop and you go in a shop and there's a store owner. And I feel that you get to talking and you're fixed up with someone. I don't think it's the store owner. I think they know someone. You're a very bright light. I feel like you shift paths. That's what they say. You go in a different direction. So it might be someone you didn't think that you would be interested in, that type, quote unquote. I don't know if it's the look, the profession, the age. I do not know. But they're saying consider someone who you might not have considered before. So this is a time of, I feel like it's a time of your questioning who you are, what you want, getting more into your power, getting your power back. You were belittled. Be your best friend. And when you raise your vibration by being your best friend with no self-deprecation, no negative self-talk, you bring in someone that you would never allow to talk to you ever again that way. It wouldn't even be a frequential match. They would not even show up. I see a few that come in. I don't know. I think you get to choose as well. You're a very grateful person, and I believe that your gratitude for who you are and what you have and what you're experiencing is going to benefit you. There's like an energetic reward, and it comes through as love. So keep believing that you are a holy, beautiful woman, and that you deserve the highest of, meaning one of grace and one that respects you and treats you well, and you're going to be rewarded. I feel like he comes when you're on a footpath. You're traveling, you're walking, you're exploring, and it's fabulous. So it's either you meet him while you're walking and having fun, or whether there's an introduction made along the way. And I hear Etta James singing At Last. So that just blew me up. I listen to jazz, yeah, and I just went nuts in my head and my mind and my heart right now. Head and mind are the same thing, sorry. My mind and my heart. So, oh my goodness, At Last. You can play that, honey. Woo! Oh my God, I don't know. I'm very grateful for my pop culture and musical guides. So, yeah. And enjoy the ride.
Thank you, ladies. Thank you. I love you both. God bless you and continue to stay safe. Thank you.
Always.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Lovely to talk to you. You take care now. Bye-bye. Right, I'm going on to the next call, 860. Hi, 860. You're talking to Caroline and Joni. Who are we speaking to?
Hi, this is Amala. How are you?
Fine, thank you very much, Amala. And where are you calling from?
Connecticut.
We have spoken to you before.
Wild.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been a long time. It's been a really long time.
So,
yeah.
What do we have?
Can we help?
I've been, it's not because it's 2020 either. It's just my life is such that I'm a very deep soul, deep thinker, all that good stuff. And so I've been just basically in the last, especially the last 4 months, I've been just cleaning out the garbage, cleaning out everything. And actually universe provides. So I had no choice but to clean it out.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel really clear and grounded and focused. So actually, I'm looking for somebody to commit to a relationship. I do not have anybody in mind.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like I'm in a position where I can meet like-minded people. And the right, like what Joni was saying, it resonated with me a lot. Like, it like attracts like, basically. And
mm-hmm.
if you're, so I really feel lighter and brighter. So I was just wondering what you feel.
And because of the PC times, are you looking for a man or a woman?
Oh, a man, yes.
There we go.
Good question. Good
I'm
question.
Going in.
Okay.
Okay, now this is, how Caroline has said, we've got guides that have senses of humor.
Okay.
So this with the humor part, are you a health nut?
What do you mean by that?
Like, is it either the food? For the exercise, or is it green, or what's your thing?
I love yoga. I actually got hurt, so my knee is out. I miss it so much, but I'm a yoga junkie. Yes.
Oh, there you go. See? It's the junkie. There you go. See? Health nut. It's a yoga thing. Okay, so I'm going. This guy, he shows up. So, I don't know. They're using this term. I got to say it because they give it. Hydroid, hydroplane, hydro. There's all this. He could be a water sign or a beach bum. There's this hydroid. What the? So I don't know. He might be from another planet that where there's a lot of water. But I gotta say this. So there's a health piece here, and he's fascinated by machines, tools. I think he might be like into rehabby scooters. Have you been going to PT?
No, I'm actually thinking of it. That's interesting because, in fact, that I hurt my knee. Yeah.
So there's the hide. You know, I don't know whether they're going to have you go in a pool where you have to do the water therapy. I feel like you might be meeting a rehab specialist, and he's really down on this stuff. Like, he's like, ooh, like yogurt and straining your own. And, like, you're going to meet some guy that's into probiotics and health and safe passage and like, cumulative knowledge. Fascinating. So let's see. It could be a rehab type of guy. Let's see if it's yoga. No. It's structured.
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
he might want to do yoga, but it's not at a yoga studio.
No,
because so it feels
TT-ish,
feels like it's ortho-related. Now, I feel like you go on dates, but in about a year, I feel like the real one, quote-unquote, comes in. This might be, like, someone you enjoy, but next May feels like you are bolstered and that your ego, I don't know what this is about, there's something, there's an ego strength, and that you take some leap. There's some type of a leap you take around May, and you're like, you know what, I'm designed to do this, I have to. And then I feel like you're walking really well in May, and that's when you could go to a spiritual church or a place like in the woods, some sanctuary, and you're praying, and I feel that there are other people that might be around you that are also doing this type of, like, outward-bound adventure-y thing, and that's where he could be sitting. He could be sitting on a friggin' log in the middle of nowhere.
Right.
In a forest, and it's like retreaty, Sierra Clubby, meetup, outward boundish, and he's calm, cool, collected, and funny, serious, very heartfelt. I feel like you know him from other lifetimes, and you start talking, and you make arrangements to meet. So, and I don't know what this means, and then I'm going to pass you on to Caroline. They say the word banana smoothie. Does that mean anything?
Not yet. I have no idea what that's
about. Okay, I do not know, but there's a yogurt thing and probiotics. So if you meet a guy that is all about, like, lactobacillus, acidophilus, you know,
I don't
all
even
that
know
stuff.
Those words. That's so funny.
If there's some friggin' thing with yogurt and banana smoothie, and this guy's like, you got to try this, there you go. And it's done.
No.
And I see some orange peel that's, like, zested into it, and you're laughing your ass off. So I don't know what to say, but I'm going to pass you on to Caroline. And, like, what Caroline and I say, we get things in symbolization form. So they come through our mind's eye, and we say them because that's our job.
Exactly.
Here's Caroline.
Yeah, and I'm going to add to that. Being, how do I put it, saying it as you see it, it's a learning curve, isn't it, Joni, when we do it? Because, I mean,
there's a lot of hesitation in the beginning, like, I don't know if I should say it.
Yeah.
That sounds weird. That's weird. Shouldn't I? And then they keep pushing you to say it over and over again until you have to.
Yeah, makes sense.
So it's many years of trusting our guidance that we give that we've managed to be able to get to that place where we can just say it as we see it now. But it took a few years. anyway, right. I when Joni said banana smoothie, I did see a picture of you kind of sitting in a window of a cafe with someone actually having a banana smoothie. So there's definitely symbolization in that that comment, shall we say. So, and what my guides are saying, now I'm going to go on a little bit more serious note because, well, I'm not first, because the first thing that I did when Joni was mentioning the gentleman that you're going to meet, I'm like, in my head, he was like, and he's going to be hot, hot, hot. So I kind of think you're in for a surprise. Shall we say, you will look at him and think, wow, you're interested in me. You're going to have that kind of feeling
going on.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I actually think that's going to be really good for you. You're going to be quite pleasantly, well, you're going to be very surprised, because what my guides have said is you have gone down that path of low self-worth. Does that make sense? Was there a time?
Can you repeat that, please? What did you say?
Yeah, you've actually gone down a path of not feeling worthy.
That's right.
Yeah. Right. So you've actually gone through that whole I don't deserve to be with someone. What are they seeing me? I'm not a good catch. All of those kind of insecure things. And what my guides have just said is well done, because you have worked through a lot of issues, haven't you?
Absolutely. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Yep.
And to be fair, it's not, and I think I know this from previous conversations, but it is to do with past relationships and all to do with past relationships, the reason why you felt that way.
Yeah.
Which
and it's
such.
Also the fact that I have a disability. I'm legally blind. So
yes.
People have taught me that. I was conditioned that, and I believed it. And now I don't believe anybody except myself.
Best way to be. Well, the thing is, it's other people's perception of you. And
exactly.
And the thing is, so what? If you add the bottom line, so what? Then all of a sudden you feel very different to life, because it's not about what other people think. It's about how you feel about yourself. And
absolutely.
I'm sure you've probably gone through this process where, because you have a disability, people see you as, how do I put it, different. And different means, oh, well, yeah, but how are you going to get on? The thing is, you've probably got the better hearing than all of us put together, because where one sense is down, another sense comes up. It doesn't stop you from the way you look or your personality or how you feel. And well done to you is what I say, because you seem to have come out the other side.
Oh, absolutely.
And well done.
And it's funny because as I've been really cleaning out the closet, like I said in the beginning, and cleaning myself out, really cleansing, it's interesting. People have told me, even readers have told me, they're like, you know that you see through people, don't you? And it's true. A lot of people don't get uncomfortable around me because they see through the baloney.
Well,
saying one thing and ranting another. And I know exactly what's going on. So,
yeah, but also
like
remember,
it.
Another thing as well is you've got to remember, a lot of people better at it nowadays, to be fair. We're much better at being politically correct. But it's also about fear. Yeah. So what it does, you being you is actually making someone fearful, in the sense of it reminds them of, oh, I don't know whether I could cope like that. Does that make sense? So they then place that fear back on you. And that's what you've had to go through, isn't it?
Exactly. Exactly. And then I would double check on myself, and then I'm like, oh, well, maybe it is me. And then that was that head game that I'd play with myself and victimize myself and basically being so hard on myself. Like, it's all me. It's my fault, blah, blah. And now it's just like, no, I love myself so much that nobody can tear me down, because love is that powerful.
Absolutely. And not only that, I think probably you've realized, and I've learned this, when you work on yourself and your own energy, you attract different people.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
And on
top
of that, the people that are around you behave differently towards you, because your energy shifts.
Absolutely.
So the ones that would keep you under control and put you down, they've probably disappeared, or perhaps you don't necessarily take a lot of their stuff on board anymore.
Nope.
So, but like I said, my guides are saying, hey, this guy is going to be hot.
Oh, my God. So do you feel like I don't know. I have a feeling. I know Joni said, like, May, I'm going to take, like, this leap thing. But I don't know. For me, I feel like it's sooner. I mean, I could be wrong, but, like, I just feel so on top of the world. Like, I've really shifted in so many ways. It's so multifaceted. I can't even explain it to you, but it's just, I just feel like I really deserve. I keep on waking up every morning lately and saying, you know, I really do deserve the best.
Yeah, but that's where you've got to be, because this is the other thing as well. To meet the right person and to maintain a relationship, and I learned this the hard way, so I will actually say it, that sometimes when we are then with someone and we don't feel worthy, we can self-sabotage really well. It's really good, you know, because what happens is you automatically you think, oh, I don't deserve to be in a relationship. Well, that's no good, because the minute you start thinking like that, you might as well just say goodbye. Because in all fairness, it's not about, you know, it was funny, actually. I was watching something the other day and I thought to myself, wow, because the girl that was there was like, I deserve the best. And I thought, wow, that's really selfish, you know. But the other side of that is, you know, relationships are two-way street, but you've got to be worthy, because you also have to be able to stand up to yourself and, you know, not put up with any, shall we say, we have to have boundaries to be treated with respect.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
So you are in the right place. I do see sunshine. I do get a different month. I do get March. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
But I sort of feel that, how do I put it? You've got a lot to give. And it's your bounce. It's your bounce in your step that's going to be the thing that attracts that person. And it is going to be through a friend of a friend. I do get that. But it's someone that you're going to smile with. You know, this is someone where you have a silly sense of humor with. You know, a bit like kids, really.
That's awesome. I love that. That's me. That's like the best thing. Absolutely.
Like the giggly children thing. You know, sort of like you just keep giggling at each other for whatever reason and saying stupid things. And that's the kind of relationship that's there for you. And I think this is what spirit wants for you. They want that uplift. They want that joy.
Yes.
They want you to live in that joy and enjoy that sense of humor, which I've got to be honest, I kind of feel you've had but not had with the special person.
No.
You've had for yourself, but not in a relationship. Because I kind of feel that previous relationships you've had, and we go back to what you were talking about, have kind of been a bit almost controlling.
Oh, yeah. And the other key word is passive aggressive.
Yeah.
Right? And I'm not. I'm direct. And so it was just, exactly. It's controlling in its own right, you know. I'm the scapegoat. Yes. I'm the one at fault, you know, because when they use passive aggression.
Yes, I've been
very
one.
Tricky.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, you don't know whether you're in it until you're in it.
Yeah.
And then it's hard because
exactly.
You start to believe all the rubbish that you've been told. And it's all that whole, you're not worthy, you're not capable. You shouldn't be doing this because you're not capable, you know, all those kind of things. But we don't need to go there.
You know, it's really interesting. You know, how my perception, just a really quick story of how the perception has changed. Even with girlfriends, I just met this lady and she has something debilitating as well. I have not lost all of my vision yet. I'm losing my vision. So it's not all at the same time. It's gradual vision loss. So anyway, this lady has MS and I just met her. And the funny thing is that I said, you know, we had such a great conversation, but I see it as dating. Just because I had a great conversation doesn't mean we're going to be long life pals. And I used to do that. I used to jump into friendships even. And now it's just like, look both ways before making a decision. That's my little insight for the day.
Awesome.
Like, look both ways before crossing the street. Look both ways before making a really concrete decision, because weigh it out. How does this person feel to you? You know?
Yeah.
And I don't want to jump in. And I'm already with friendships. So that's pretty cool. I'm really happy because if I could do that with a girlfriend and I'm heterosexual, that's great. You know, I mean, then I'm on my way to use the same type of assessment with a person that I might be dating or might be interested in or whatever it is. So,
Well, you're looking for the type of person with a different energy. And I think, you know, spirit have really encouraged you to kind of shake off that judgment and
yeah,
everything else that you've had to endure. And now it's like, well, yeah.
Yeah.
I can do this.
And
it's not that bad.
I've never felt so shiny in my life. It's so amazing. Like, with no, that's one of my lines as a writer. It's like, with less insight, I have tremendous, sorry, less physical sight, I have tremendous insight. And it's just, it's such, you know, it's amazing. It's an amazing journey. It's been, it's, a star can't shine as brightly as if it was in the dark, right? So I'm that shining star.
Yeah. Right? Yeah,
absolutely.
And you will, when you are a bright, shiny star, and I'm just going to give you a little bit of a heads up on this one, is you will find people do come towards you. It's and it's like you said, it's look before you leap, you know, because it's like, hey, it's really good. I want to be your friend. And it's like, you have to weigh up, okay, are you being my friend because you're being genuine? Or are you wanting to be my friend because your subconscious has just seen my really shiny white light?
Exactly.
And therefore knows that I can help you. Yeah.
No, I, you're so right on. And I think it's just like, I would, like with this COVID thing, I want to be friends first. There's no leaping. There's nothing to do. Like, really, let's just really get to know each other. And if that takes months, years, so be it. I've waited this long. Why, you know, why
change? Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
It's so amazing that you could, with patience, and I am very impatient. I'm a Sagittarius.
Wow.
It's taken a long time for me to be.
It's taken you a long time to learn patience then. Yeah, my ex-husband was a Sagittarius. Yes, lots of leaping about, should we say. But I think at the end of the day, you've got a lot of love to give. You've got a lot of energy. Just keep doing what you're doing. You're doing a great job, you know. Turn to your writing, because I think that's a real good thing for you to do. They've also suggested poetry. But as far as men are concerned, yep, there is the right one coming in.
That's awesome.
You just have to wait and see.
Thank you so very much. And if you're into
my
website, my website is amlaspeaks.com. I'm a writer, so you could check it out if you'd like. But I'm on my third book. So there you go. I'm writing away, which is great.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
This is sweet to you. You take care, Amina. Take care now.
Okay. Bye.
Right. Okay. I shall go on to the next caller now. 668. Who are we speaking to and where are you from?
Hi. My name is Barbara and I'm calling from Illinois.
Hi.
And how are you,
Hello.
Barbara?
Good.
How can we help?
You can, both of you. I think I need two different levels. I feel like somebody is blocking my energy. And that we'll start with that one first.
Okay. So is this an ex that's coming in? Because I get a picture of a gentleman.
No.
Okay.
Is it him? I'll kill him. I can't.
What was that? Sorry.
He's gone.
Yeah, he's gone.
I said I would kill him, but I can't.
Ah, no. But does it mean to say, okay, so we just need to do some work here. So I'm actually going to take you through the forgiveness process, okay? So we can just get rid of that energy block. And then we can start looking at the future. Okay. So are you sitting comfortably? Can you sit comfortably? And do you have water by you?
I can sit comfortably. Hold on a minute. Okay. And I have a bottle of water.
That's good. Now, I just want you to close your eyes, breathe in through the nose, and then out through the mouth. And just give yourself that ability to relax. Breathe in through the nose. And out through the mouth. And just say, inside, I forgive myself. I forgive those around me that have hurt me in the past, across all lifetimes, across all time and space. I release that energy right now to assist me in moving forward. Just breathe. Now, you kind of will feel, if you get like a little bit of wanting to cough, that's just me. It's just moving energy around, okay? So you might feel a little bit of heat on your chest right now. Just breathe it out. Wow. Okay. The poem that's come to me as I'm doing this is All the King's Horses and All the King's Men Couldn't Put Humpty Together Again. So I don't know what that's all about, but well, that's symbolization. So we'll talk about that in a minute. Okay, so what they're saying to me is there was a little bit of fragmentation in the sense, did you feel fragmented as a soul, or have you always felt there's something missing?
Sometimes I have felt fragmented. It's true throughout my life, yes. That's
okay.
True.
Okay, so we're bringing the pieces back in right now, just as I'm talking to you, because this is what guides do. They say, okay, let's start with this, and then we'll give you this, okay? So they're just bringing you back to the whole. I don't know how you're feeling, but you might be able to feel some energy in your throat. You might need to feel the need to breathe or cough, yeah? How's that feeling now? Do you feel lighter?
I can't really tell.
Okay. Well, I'm just seeing all these fragments coming back together again, okay? So they're saying to me they're giving you strength, wisdom, and peace. That's a nice combination.
Absolutely.
Wow. Okay. As I said, I always say you may not feel anything, but sometimes you do. So I'm kind of feeling a big core of strength coming through you, and things are coming together. Okay. Just going to wrap this up. They're carrying on right now. Ah.
I'm feeling a little lighter now. I'm feeling like coolness over me. Coolness.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's just getting rid of it all now. So you'll start to feel the lift coming in a minute. It's still coming. It's just, there's kind of reams of it. It's like, I'm thinking, right, it's gone. And I'm going, no, it's not. Because what I'm feeling is I'm actually doing healing on my chest as I'm speaking to you. So that's across the heart chakra region.
I have my hand on my heart chakra.
Yeah, exactly. So there's just a little bit of heat, and there is like an energy, like almost like it feels like you've been a bit uptight of late. So then you're trying to get that relaxation. Okay, now they're giving me a flower. Now I'm going to ask the question, has your mother passed?
Yes.
Okay, she's just made an appearance to say, hey, she's with you, okay?
She's always with me, that woman.
Wow, you know, got to give you that, be there to help, hasn't it?
Yeah, I see her every day, 5/11, that's her birthday, May 11th. Yep,
huh?
All over the place.
Well, she has... Oh, excuse me for yawning, but that's normally the energy. She has been with you for quite some time. She's trying to get you together. Yeah. Okay. You're not going to like this when I say this, but the person that's blocking your energy a little bit is you. Okay? And the reason why, it's like you want to move forward, so your psychic and intuition says, hey, I'm moving forward. But there's this little voice in the back of your head that has doubt. Does that make sense? So it's a little bit of both. So I've lifted the energy to kind of help you feel lighter. I'm being told you need the energy to move forward. So the next question I'm going to ask you, Barbara, is what do you want to do going forward? Because I feel there's something big that you kind of have your eyes on, but you haven't quite got there yet. Does that make sense?
It is. And that's the reason why I was drawn to you, both of you, today, is because I want to do energy work, okay?
Okay, yeah.
And something tells me for right now, not always, but for right now, courses, okay?
Yeah. I would, yes. And the reason why the reason why you're being told courses is because they want you to learn to control your energy. So, horses or courses? Horses are
no, horse, like a four-legged horse.
Ah, well, I can answer that one because I have one. Horses are the most spiritual beings you'll ever meet, and they are very psychic, and they're very, very good for grounding you.
I need that.
That's where you need to go and see. And on that note, I'm actually going to pass you to Junie. Is that okay? So, but I can, if you want horses I could talk about, I'd probably take up the whole of the show, so I won't do that. But horses are very good for you. They're good to practice healing on. They're good grounding, okay? So what I would say to you is, go find a place where you can visit, because I feel that it will give you a sense of peace. And they do have strength and wisdom. That's what the peace, strength and wisdom was all about. There you go. Right. And on that note, I'm going to pass you to Jody. Okay. Cheers.
Caroline did fantastic healing work. So I'm wondering whether there's more that you need, because I feel that that's very, very complete.
Well, the only thing is, here's what happened. There was somebody that said that they were a shaman, okay, and got into energy, and it turns out they're like a psychic surgeon or whatever, etheric surgeon. And ever since my encounter with them, I cannot see my colors like I did. I used to be able to see through a third eye and see like stars. That's all gone. It's gone dark.
Yes.
My ear kind of bothers me. Both ears kind of bother me. And it feels like I'm being blocked. And that's what I meant earlier when I first started.
Looking for clients? Were they hoping to get you to kind of join on and learn from them with workshops or go for a session or continue with them as a guru?
Yeah, and they wanted me to do, what do they call it, a soul retrieval.
Journeying and soul retrieval?
Did I what?
Soul retrieval and journeying?
Right, and I wouldn't do it.
Right. So, yes, lower vibration shaman playing in the dark, and So I'm going to add to what, just like to just add more to what Caroline did. Let's just like exorcism, anything that's in, on, around, suggested, anything cloaked to be revealed, not to be replicated. Chips or implants we take out, abductions we rescue, MKUltra programming gone, any places where you're blown up, decimated, parts all over creation, put you back together like Humpty Dumpty. And restoration of chakra system or massive protection put back on her divine knowing, connection with guides. And you are still seated?
I'm still seated, yes.
Fine, good. We're just adding to what Caroline did. There was mischief. This person didn't like the fact that you weren't kind of going along with the program. And it was not intentional, it was a thought. So the person that you were working with or that you met, it was a thought. They're very, very powerful. I feel like it went in through an ear and you succumbed. And I feel that in different lifetimes you've met people that have done this and you went only so far with them despite your better judgment that you would give them a try. That's the theme here. Watch about this, give people a try. If you're not feeling comfortable, that's your guidance and that you've gotten in pickles because you've given a little bit of rope to someone where you already didn't feel comfortable and you've paid a price. This is the universe showing you again that you have done this. maybe you were not aware. This could be unconscious. Maybe you were not giving them a try for the outset. Maybe you didn't feel the discomfort, the dis-ease upon meeting them. But what I get is there's a lesson here about giving people the chance when something is wrong, something doesn't feel right. Sip water between now and when you go to sleep. It'll help flush negative energies through the physical body. I feel that there's a pulse, there's an energy, your life force, your chi, the biorhythm, the whole flow, the chakric flow will be bubbling up again. And let's see, what is this? This is the end of November. Takes a little while. I feel like you're going to be steadying yourself. Let's find out how long it takes. Within a week, you're back. I'd hold on to some crystals, some grounding crystals, lemon water, rose quartz. Call upon Archangel Michael, keep your shields up, but without paranoia, just with the knowing, the grounded knowing, the strength and fortitude that you have. Forgive that soul and forgive yourself. And that's the addition, that is the addition to what Caroline offered. Does that resonate?
Oh, my gosh. I cannot tell you both how I've been looking and looking and looking and being asked, the, you know, guides, whatever, to show me to the right people to help me. Because other people have said there's nothing attached. And I'm thinking, you're wrong. You're wrong. You don't know. You're wrong. I could just feel I'm not the same. I don't have the same kind of tenacity and energy and drive and you know, I'm very focused when I laser focused when I want something. All that was gone, and almost to the point where I look through my, when I look through like my third eye, I feel like I'm underground and there's like bugs crawling on top of me. Does that make sense to you?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, like,
and that as
like
an just educative piece, people that don't see the darkness, there's something they have a fear or fears. That's why I like working with Caroline, because she and I do not have these type of fears. We see these things. We're not afraid. And I'm not judging, and I'm not saying we're better than. I'm just giving the educative piece. That if you don't see something, then there's some type of a block that you have, and that the person who can't, if a person is saying something's going on, I don't think that they're crazy. So if the practitioner, the psychic, the healer is not able to identify, it means there's something in their field, there's something in their story that they need to address, and they can do that work with their guides to move forward, so they can move forward and see more darkness. The more that you work on your own personal stuff, the more fears you face, the better able you are to heal others. That's where people are to work through their addictions, their fears, their biases, their prejudices. So when information comes in, it's clearer and even higher.
Yeah,
so
because
maybe
even
Epsom salts, put out the intention, please release all that doesn't serve me. Thank you.
Okay.
And I feel your crystals are going to help.
Yeah. And again, go visit horses as well.
Go ahead, Caroline. What were you going to say?
I was going to say go visit horses as well, because they are very good at just getting rid of rubbish energy. But yeah, I totally... And I am going to say this, it's something both myself and Joni are very passionate about is, you know, whilst I am very happy to encourage people to go to healers, to psychics, you know, because I am one myself, and I kind of say, I would always trust your intuition when working with someone, in the sense of if you don't feel right and someone's telling you a story, just ask yourself inside, what are they gaining from this? How are they helping you? Because if you are listening to intuition, if you'd have listened to your intuition, that bro, you'd have gone running for the hills.
Yeah.
With that. Because
yeah,
if you remember right at the beginning, I said, this is a man. So, yeah. So Joni picked him up and I didn't realize you'd gone to someone. But, yeah. And the thing is, I've got to be honest, I let Joni heal me, but there's only a few people that I allow to do
same. Yeah, well, ladies, I learned a bit, because this has been going on a couple years. This has been going
wow.
on like 3 years.
And that's another lesson that, you know, people come to me, it's been a year, it's been months. And I go, why did you wait so long? And they don't have an answer. And there's no blame and judgment here. I'm just, the educated piece here is no one ever has to wait that long. Psychic attack is psychic attack. And
right.
it's for, and also you can ask yourself, because there's a reason for everything. This went on for a few years, so you ask yourself, what can I learn from this? That's the life lesson opportunity. Everything happens for a reason. I did a barter with someone, and she was a healer, and we were experiencing our own, you know, gifts. And she went first, and I went first to do a healing on her. And she was extremely phobic. And she was riddled with entities. But her fears were through the roof. God bless her. Then she worked on me. She opened up my chakras. And then that night, I was so psychically attacked, I cannot tell you what the heck.
Ooh.
Came in because she was a very fearful, fearful person.
That was when you contacted me.
God bless. God bless. Yeah. And so I choose very, very few people who are going to work on me, and that they must be of a certain vibration and must have worked on their issues to the point where they're steady Freddy.
Yeah. And not only that, they have your best. The biggest thing is that any healer has your best interests at heart.
Yes.
If they are not doing it from a base of unconditional love, which is what
in integrity.
Then unfortunately sometimes it can be more damaging. And to be honest, Barbara, I think I've been through a very similar experience to Joni. And I think any person learning the ropes who wants to do energy work has to learn about the potential negative side. Yeah, because like for me, again, when I teach people about healing, yes, I have to be that person that offers my students healing. You know, they can practice on me, but I always make sure I clear afterwards. I always make sure I clear myself down. So just so you're aware, because there is certain people that can help you. But if people are learning, they'll make mistakes. They might not necessarily do it intentionally. But just remember mm-hmm. that next time round you feel that way, make sure you ask your guides to lift the energy.
Yeah.
And then if you need help, well, you know who to call.
Yeah, I do. I do. And that's why, you know, I waited till Spirit guided me.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought to myself, I'm starting to feel on process.
Hmm. Yeah.
Hard.
Yeah. Well, all I would say is I wish you luck.
Yes.
Keep in touch. Follow us on the show page. And thanks for calling.
Both better.
Yes. Take care now.
Thank you.
Right.
You're welcome.
15 minutes left, Joni. Have we got room
Let's
for
do it.
One more? Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So 757, I'm coming to you now. Who are we speaking to and where are you from? You're talking to Caroline and Joni, 757.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, this is Christiana. I'm calling from Minnesota.
Hi.
Hi, Christiana. How can we help?
I was basically looking for a general reading.
Okay.
Is that okay?
That's fine. It will be a general speed reading. Yes, we can give you a general speed reading. That's fine.
Yeah.
Joni,
okay.
Do you want to start?
Let's see.
Well, I want to know if there's, you know, like a message from a guide or someone, you know, on the spirit realm that has a message for me.
Absolutely. So when a person asks for a general reading, what Caroline and I do is we call upon the highest of Christ-like consciousness and they're my guides, her guides, your guides, and all the highest of that are going to come in and as one voice, whoever is meant to show up, right, and give you what you need to hear. So
okay.
That's what I'm going to do. And that's what she'll do after. Here we go. Okay. Do you feel like you have a plan and it's just a matter of when you're going to start, like you figured it out but you haven't set it in motion?
I'm trying to set it in motion for my business.
Uh-huh.
But it's a slow. It's going slow.
You can do this. Do you have worry?
Yeah, I have some just because it's been so difficult over the years to try.
Can
to
I
get
go
it
in
closing?
Regarding the block?
Sure.
I'm going to go in regarding the block, the slow. Do you have a glass of water by you?
No.
Or a bottle of water, anything to sip to help flush negative energies?
I can get one.
Yeah, so we'll follow you. So while you're getting that, there are several lifetimes where you have had businesses and people have shown up and their energy was kind of crummy. And you felt that things were ruined because of their personhood. How could they say this? They mocked me. They came in. They knocked that over. And you were blaming others for their behavior. And you blamed yourself that you couldn't do it. Like, this is a mess. I'm really not good at it. Have a sip of water, by the way. So there's this okay. knockdown type of a thing. It's, I'm going to try again. I'm going to come in. I'm going to do it. And I'm really going to beam. I'm really going to pulse my energy, my light, my yummy, who I am. But you're having difficulty because of the karma. Let's get rid of the karma. The negative karma, where you blamed others and you blamed yourself. Across time and space, forwards and backwards, across all generations. Store karma, let's call it. Business karma. Whatever your business is, it doesn't have to be a store. We'll just call it your business karma. Forgive yourself. You could say it inside. Good. Forgive everyone and everything. Ask for everyone and everything's forgiveness. Please, all of you, forgive me because I had unforgiveness towards you. And thank God for these life lessons. God meaning we are all one. Have another sip of water. Somewhere along the way in this lifetime, 2 years ago, it feels that you said something very strongly about life, your job, people. Like, this sucks, I don't like this, this is hard, and it was so strong and piercing that it created some type of a blanket or covering over the business. Can you identify about 2 years ago when something might have gone crummy and you might have made a really shout out to the universe?
Yeah, that's probably about someone I knew that closed the door on me, and
mm-hmm.
ever since I, you know, I think I finally let it go now, but
do you feel
time,
like you forgave yourself and them?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. If you ever have twinges of unforgiveness, sit with yourself and forgive yourself and them. There might be layers to it. Okay, so this is clearing. Is this a store or is this an online business or is this an office?
Well, it's done online. I do psychic readings. provide greenage for people.
Got you. Okay. So, with your intention, clear your business. Shine love all over it. You don't have to, I believe, Carolina, you don't need a crystal. You don't need a wand. Some people like that. Candles, aromas, you do whatever you want. But I believe with intention, bless your business. Bless you. Bless it. You are holy and you are blessed. You have gifts. We need you. You made a statement that was, you know, human. And it was a reverb that attacked it and made it lower vibration and weird, okay? It's clearing. Do you like the color olive? Olive green?
Both kind of colors are starting to grow on me lately.
Okay.
More earthy tones.
Earthy tone. Olive green with a dusty orange near it will assist. What I tell people, go to a paint store, find those colors, get a few swatches, and then cut out the squares, and I see an olive green with a dusty orange with a yellow undertone in the dusty. It's an orange with a yellow undertone, and you pair the two squares and you put them in key places. As visuals, they will assist you. They're harmonizing, and they are intensely beautiful. Treat yourself well, and I see a lot of roses. And I'm going to pass you on to Caroline, and I am supporting you on your venture.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, Christian. Okay, well, I was just listening to all that. And I have to say, I'm going to concur with a lot of what Joni was saying. The other thing that I felt is you suffering from self-doubt.
From what?
Self-doubt, in the sense of, you know, it's like, yeah, okay, I had this idea. Was it the right idea? Have I done the right thing? There's a lot of questions surrounding this. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of feel that as well. So from my point of view, there's a reason. Just remember the view that there's a reason for everything, okay? So you have been asked and felt compelled to set up your business right now. There is a huge, huge energy shift coming around now. So this is why my guides are saying, yeah, you're being called to go to service. Your business, it's for me, I kind of want to give you the energy. Does that make sense? I felt like you've got the energy, but there's certain things where you're like, I'm not sure if I've done that right. Or have you had to ask a lot of questions? Or have you been kind of stuck when setting your business up?
Yeah, I often question why I've been stuck and
it's just the help. Yeah. That's all that it boils down to. It's getting the right people around you to offer that helping hand. And this is what sort of they kind of point you to say, come and talk to Caroline and Joni, because we both obviously set up psychic business for ourselves. You don't lose hope. Keep going. There's plenty of time yet to come. I'm also getting a lady in spirit that's coming through to me. Now, I've got to say, you don't have a mother that's passed in spirit, because it's a motherly figure that's coming through.
No, my mom's still with me. It might be a grandma. Perhaps.
Yeah, I kind of feel it's from mum's side. Yeah, it's granny. Okay. So what I feel is she's giving you the strength. She also was psychic herself. Did you know that or not?
No, I didn't know that.
Okay. Comes from the mum's side. So all your abilities come through that line. So your mum probably has intuition, but it's never really taken much notice, shall we say? Whereas I feel from your grandmother, she actually did, I'm just being told, sort of she could do tea leaves. She kept it quiet because in those days it was a different opinion. However, she's with you all the way. Something she wants for you. I kind of feel that she's laughing and she's actually sort of so happy that it's almost like I feel like it's like, oh, finally in the family, we'll get to use our gifts. Yeah. So I feel in the past she was restricted, okay? So she's kind of living, how do I put it? I feel that she wants you to progress, and she is helping you, okay? So
yeah, I have her on my altar, my ancestor altar, with her pictures and some her jewelry and stuff.
Absolutely. And she is helping you because it's like she wants you to succeed. Like I said to you, I think you've kind of gone with the intuition and started to set it up, and then you've kind of looked at it and gone, ah, am I doing the right thing? It's that listening to the logic, not the listening to your logical side, not following, trusting your intuition. She's saying to me, I'm helping you. Don't worry about it. Trust. And she's actually giving you the push that you need as well.
Okay.
So I do feel it will be fine. It will be slow starting, but it's like the one thing I can say as a psychic, it does take people a little bit of time to trust you, okay? But once they do, that is, you know, I've got regular clients that I've had for 6 or 7 years who I love speaking to and I love dearly because they trust me and they want to come back. And I think, you know, it's for you, it's just starting afresh. So it'll come. It will come. So you have got nothing to worry about. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
And the other thing that they've quickly said to me is I need to talk about men. Have you got a partner at the moment? Because I'm picking up a no.
A partner?
Yeah, as in a husband or a, or even if it's, as Joni would say in these politically correct times, male or female.
Well,
but yeah,
a boyfriend.
Yeah,
a boyfriend.
Yes. Because I kind of feel they are sort of looking at that as well. They, what my guides are getting is they want to open your life up to make, how do I put it, it's so you've got that spring in your step again.
Yeah, that passion again. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's missing a little bit at the moment. I feel that you've been tired. So, yeah, they want to kind
yeah.
of pepper
back. I've been
back
through
up.
A lot. I've been yeah. through a lot over the, like, the past 8 years.
Yeah. So there's some
May I just needed. Add, put the word laugh on a piece of paper. You might not be in that place right now. Laugh or laughter.
Mm-hmm.
And then put it, you know, write it. Or print it, whatever, on, again, like the color, you know, and put it around. And it's a higher vibration, and your spirit wants to. And it will do what it needs to do to get to that place where you find the joy and the laughter again.
Yeah.
Because ahead,
what
Caroline.
I also, yeah, what I am also being told, and like the other lady we spoke to, is do some work on yourself with your heart chakra to ask your guidance to lift your energy to clear blockages. So please, I don't know whether you heard us talking to Barbara earlier, if you could do the forgiveness work on yourself, that would be great.
Okay.
Right, well, it was lovely to talk to you. That was perfect timing for the end of the show. So thank you very much for calling in. Okay?
Good luck.
Yes, thank you.
And you.
Thank
good
you.
Luck.
Bye.
Right, okay. So as far as the show, myself and Joni, just before the show, decided that we will be putting a new show out there on the 8th of December. So,
yes, December 8th.
Yeah, December 8th. So just where you can contact us from. For starters, UK-US Psychic Tag. Please follow the show page. You will get emails as to when we're next on. We have a Facebook page, which is UK-US Psychic Tag Team Connect Across the Pond. And then, Joni, would you like to tell people where they can contact you directly if they would prefer to have a private, longer reading?
Sure.
Obviously,
Joni,
all
white,
chargeable.
White.
Yeah.
I'm sorry,
yeah.
What?
All chargeable.
All chargeable, yes. We do
yes.
this for free here, but we have our rates.
Yes,
we do that for a living. At least I do. You do this as well. You're an accountant
yes.
and a psychic. I do this for
I
a living full time. Yes. Joni's White Light Healing.com. And you can also, if you don't know how to spell that, you can look up my name, Joni Isinger, on Google, and you could find me that way. And both of us are on Facebook. If you're interested in liking the UK-US Psychic Tag Team Facebook fan page, please do. If you're interested in friending us, message us and tell us how you found us, because we don't friend strangers. I have
Absolutely.
A YouTube channel. You could find me under Joni Isinger. And that's about it.
Right. And I am Caroline Crystal Hart on Facebook. Again, Before friending me, please let me know how you heard from me. Also, I have a telephone psychic company, telephone psychic line, where I have lots of psychics who work for me online at crystalheartpsychics.com. If you would like to contact me directly, I would suggest through the Crystal Heart Psychics Facebook page, or you can, as I say, Caroline Crystal Heart is my Facebook profile. I'm also on LinkedIn as Caroline Crystal Hearts, and also on Instagram as Crystal Heart Psychics. So, and my website again is www.crystalheartpsychics.com. And that's myself and Jenny. Well, it was lovely to speak to you all. Thanks for calling and listening. We will be back with you on the 8th of December.
Take care, y'all.
Yep, I'll just play you out with the last song, okay?